Superman never made any money for saving the world from Solomon Grundy. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him.
I wish I could fly like Superman.
I really do wish I could fly like Superman. Hi everybody, this is Niels, the Redox guy, and this is the first episode of my new podcast, another thing that I'm doing that never thought I would do in a million years, but here I am, once again doing something that I never expected to be doing. This podcast is called Healing Fundamentals, because you can't properly heal the rest until you've healed the fundamentals. The title of today's talk is The Redox Revolution. I've used the word redox twice already, but we're going to leave that for a bit. And let's talk about revolution and the need for a health revolution. If we look around in the world today, in the Western world, we can see that there's a general rise in chronic disease. Pretty much across the board. Diabetes, Alzheimer's, heart disease, cancer, autism, I mean, you name it. All of the rates are going up, not going down. And to me, that's a pretty clear indication of a failure of our allopathic medical paradigm. Of course, don't tell them that. Now, I got into the idea of this revolution on a strictly personal basis. I'm now 51, almost 52. I'll be 52 in May. And perhaps I haven't lived the cleanest lifestyle. I spent 6 years as a musician in a touring rock band. So you can imagine that leads to some questionable lifestyle choices. Maybe think of Keith Richards, you know, something along those lines. Anyways, all those choices and my lifestyle habits had kind of started to catch up with me in these, well, maybe just in the last year. I think there was an actual day when I was visiting my parents, and my mother said, you're falling apart, as I was complaining about various little health ailments, nothing major, but just little things. And when my mom said, "You're falling apart," she's 78, and I didn't really admit it outwardly at the time, but inwardly I said to myself, yeah, it does kind of feel like I'm falling apart. And at the time I was only 51, well, I'm still 51, kind of already thinking of myself as being 52, but anyways. And that's just way too young to be falling apart. You know, it shouldn't be, okay, now all we have to look forward to is degeneration. So this decline in my personal health led me to think, okay, I've got to do something about it. Now, I've always had an interest in health in general, alternative health, based in nutrition and detoxification. Pretty early on, I was convinced that all we really needed to be healthy in this life was to provide the right nutrients and periodically detoxify the accumulation of toxins in our bodies, and that should pretty much do it. And these bodies are designed or adapted. I don't really distinguish between whether you're an evolutionist or a creationist, but these bodies appear to be able to deal with just about anything given the right tools. Now, I've come to learn some things in the meantime, and the whole of my strategy before was to just be taking detoxification things like chlorella and spirulina. I dabbled in zeolites. I've done saltwater flushes, done a little bit of fasting, not a whole lot. So I've done those kinds of detoxification protocols, but mainly I was focused on putting superfoods, high density foods into my body on pretty much a daily basis, thinking that, you know, as long as I'm providing all of the right nutrients, my body will be able to handle everything. And I've come to realize that's actually not true. It's a mistake. Because even giving the body all of the right nutrients, if at the same time we're heaping enormous abuse on the body that causes actual damage, and especially to digestion, well, then it's inevitable that we're going to run into problems. So the conclusion there is your body, if you have perfect digestion, can handle a bad diet. But the converse, if you have compromised digestion, even the best diet is not going to do you much good. You can put the nutrients in, but if you can't utilize them properly, then it's not going to do you any good, and it can do you a lot of harm. Here I'm talking about leaky gut, when you have proteins that are not supposed to be circulating through your bloodstream and lymphatic system, when they start going into these places due to a leaky gut, well, you're in a great deal of trouble then. You're feeding parasites. Your immune system is going crazy trying to figure out where these proteins came from, what to do with them. It's going to attack them. A lot of those proteins, lectins, for instance, mimic other metabolic proteins, and so really confuse the body systems, and it can lead to a lot of trouble. You may have just heard my dog groaning over there. Thanks, Sitka. It's good to have you in on the podcast. So, in addition to my own recent health challenges piling up, I've also noticed that a lot of people that I know, either online or in person, have also had their health challenges piling up and are beginning to get overwhelmed. And just this January, I had a bit of a tragedy in my life. It wasn't actually in my life, but in the life of a friend whom I grew up with. We went to junior high school together, well, actually even all the way back to grade four. I knew this individual, and he just recently died in January from brain cancer. Now, this gentleman was widely considered the smartest guy in our grade. I went to a high school of 1,700 students. That's three grades, so what, about 600 some odd students in the grade. And yeah, he was considered the smartest guy in our grade. He was a doctor. He was a researcher out of the University of Alberta in Edmonton. He also had a private practice. And he died of brain cancer. And that, at age 52, that's kind of unacceptable in my book. So that just reinforced to me that what I'm doing now, turning my attention to health, is probably the way to go right now. Anyone who may know me from the internet, and there's thousands of pages you can read about me on the internet, just Google my name and you'll find a lot about Niels Kuhns, that goofy guy. But what I used to talk about, I've always talked about revolution, more of a societal world consciousness revolution. And I kind of came to the realization that it just doesn't happen on a big scale, top-down, revolutionary kind of way. Even actual revolutions in history are just from a handful of revolutionaries at the grassroots level saying, enough is enough, we have to do something. And that's where I'm at with this whole health thing. Enough is enough, we have to do something. We have to take the situation into our own hands and be fully responsible for our own health. The top-down approach to health, that this purely intellectual approach to health, where we try to figure out the nitty-gritty, tiny details of what's going on metabolically. Yes, if you have an exceptionally good doctor, and I mean exceptionally good doctor, who's really willing to dig in there and put in enormous amounts of time and is really insightful and is willing to think outside of the box, yeah, such a doctor may be able to get you through whatever's challenging you at the moment. But in general, the micromanagement strategies of allopathic medicine, with all of their one drug for every ailment, or, well, I guess several drugs for every ailment, we'll see which one works best for you, the old trial and error situation. This kind of micromanagement is, to my mind, a very failing strategy when you're talking about complex systems like human physiology, metabolism. We don't even understand nutrition yet, and we've been studying this for decades, centuries already. So we're not going to necessarily figure these things out from a top-down intellectual approach. Now, I think I'm not the first person to realize this, and a lot of people have turned to taking their own health into their own hands and are researching alternative medicine, or alternative solutions. I don't even like the word medicine, because medicine doesn't really have anything to do with health. It has to do with anti-disease, right? But for those folks who have taken their own health into their own hands, and you start exploring what's out there on the internet, and on YouTube, and you listen to various health gurus, there is an enormous amount of conflicting information. It doesn't matter what topic you pick, whether it's vitamin D or whether it's copper supplementation, you're going to find heaps of evidence saying one thing, and you're going to find heaps of evidence saying the exact opposite thing. You need way more of this substance, or you need to never supplement this substance. And it's the same substance. And how do you find your way through? And that's kind of what I want to talk about today. The solution is something that we've always known. And we've been told, rightly so, by all the health gurus out there, listen to your own body. Because the only worthy healer, the one who knows how to heal you, is you. Your innate body intelligence is what knows how to heal you. And I think that's true, given all of the right tools, the right resources. Our bodies do know exactly how to heal us and to find our way through the labyrinth of our own piled up health challenges. Now, there's still, listen to your own body. There's still a problem with that, in that how do we distinguish between our own innate body intelligence, our own inner intuition, and the voices of cravings, which could very well be the influence of a yeast overgrowth or other little critters living inside our system that are planting their ideas in our minds of what they would like for their health, but not our health. And that finally brings me to the idea of redox signaling. The missing piece in the health puzzle that I was looking at, it's not just nutrients and detoxification. There's one other critical factor, and that's the communication system within the body. All of the different parts, and here we're talking, if we're going to include the microbiome that's centered in our guts, we're talking about quadrillions of parts making up this ecology, which is the human body. We are not a single entity. We are a community. And what keeps the community functional is its communication system. And that's called redox signaling. This is the first communication system of life, of the universe. And redox simply stands for reduction oxidation, the basis of all chemistry. Reduction, to simplify things, reduction is the donation of electrons, oxidation is the stealing of electrons. So it's essentially the flow of electrons through systems, which, what do we know that as? Electricity. And that's how systems inform themselves of what's going on, by the flow of electrons. That's how our bodies function. That's how the microbiome within our bodies, interacting with our bodies, function, is through the flow of electrons. Where there's good electron flow, there is good communication. And every one of the participants in the biology understand what's going on in the community, and they understand their role as a participant in that community. So this is the first language of life. This is the language that created our complex physiology from the beginning. And it's something that in our modern world, with the assault of a toxic environment, the communication system is what breaks down, which is the precedent to the breakdown of our biology, of our metabolism. So, in my personal journey, I first heard about redox signaling when I heard an interview with Sylvia Smallstorm. She was being interviewed by Randy Moggins and Emily Moyer, and this was sometime last year, and she introduced this product called Restore. And this is a product developed by Dr. Zach Bush, whom I really like listening to. I've listened to hours and hours of his interviews, and I seem to like him as a person. I like his philosophy, and I also like his product. Restore is essentially dirt tea. And, I mean, that doesn't sound too impressive, but what Dr. Bush did was he dug down in the desert to a layer of earth strata that's about 50 million years old. So going back in earth time to when the earth was pristine, life was thriving, there was very, very complex plant life and animal life, and that was all reflected in the soil. And the soil is the basis for all life. If you don't have healthy soil, you don't have healthy life. And you can just look around the world right now, and that bears itself out. We don't have healthy soil, and health is rapidly declining. There is a correlation there, and it's a very important one. Now, what Dr. Bush discovered was that there are certain signaling molecules within any living soil community, the redox signaling molecules. In soil, these are usually fairly complex carbon-based molecules that have a several carbon molecule body with a tail that allows for reduction and oxidation, and it's the exchange on these tails sticking out of these complex molecules that allows for signaling to occur within the soil communities. So all of the soil participants, and there are tens of thousands of soil participants, tens of thousands of bacteria actually, and then you have all of the molds and fungi and yeast, and you've got viruses and all the other protozoa that are living in the soil. And all of these players have their own contribution, and they need to be able to talk to each other. And they do that through the flow of electrons, oxidation and reduction, redox signaling. Now, when we take Restore into our bodies, it's like pouring a liquid motherboard from an ancient time, the blueprint from an ancient soil civilization, an ancient soil civilization, their communication system being poured into our bodies, which allows our microbiome to have a template of a more ideal, diverse ecology, which leads the body into tending towards better biodiversity in our own gut biome, the microbes. It's an inclusive program that allows more species to exist and is not based on killing the bad bugs. It allows everyone to participate, but nobody is allowed to overgrow and dominate the system. Which the most common one that we probably all know about would be Candida. Candida needs to be kept in balance. And that's what this redox signaling is about. It's about keeping things in balance, because they can, every participant can communicate with every other one. They can communicate to the whole community. And in so doing, everyone stays in balance. And when everything's in balance, that's when immunity adaptation is the most robust. That's when the microbiome can respond to just about any external stressor that comes along, because whoever is best equipped to deal with whatever stressor needs to be dealt with, that participant is there. They get the signal, hey, it's time to do your thing, do your thing. The next thing I'd like to talk about is ASEA. This is the next redox signaling product that I found out about while I was researching Restore on the internet, as it usually happens. I stumbled upon ASEA. ASEA is different in that it's based more on the redox signaling molecules that occur within our human cells, and specifically in the mitochondria, in the course of regular energy production. So these would be like the reactive oxygen species, the ROS, the free radicals, as they're often called, that are produced in our mitochondria and then are balanced out by the antioxidants, like things like superoxide dismutase or catalase or glutathione, the big three. These are the redox molecules within our own human cells. And there's a very complex dance of balancing the chemistry going on in our cells. Now, this tends to fall out of balance when there's a great deal of oxidative stress in the system. And oxidative stress seems to increase as we get older, as little things pile up and we get into a repair deficit in our bodies. And as that happens, again, the communication system within our own cells, amongst the mitochondria and their host cell, and between the cells. And here we're talking about the onset of cancer. When the cells can't communicate with their neighbors properly, they end up becoming isolated, they go rogue, they become cancerous. That sort of thing is what happens when the communication system breaks down. Now, ASEA is a very simple-seeming product in that it's made from water and salt. And what's made from that, which is the same, of course, as the base fluid of our bodies, we're saline solution beings, and all of the redox signaling molecules are made from salt water. And ASEA is a balanced medium of redox signaling molecules that we can add into the body that, again, is like a communication network that the cells can then clearly transmit the messages that need to get out to all the other cells, and also the messages that need to return back to the microbiome. So we have Restore, which helps the communication within in the gut. Well, it's centered in the gut. We have microbes throughout our entire system, but the vast majority are in our gut. So Restore helps the communication of that microbiome speaking to our human cells. ASEA is the return information from our cells, among our cells, and then back to the microbiome. So with those two together, we've just about completed the whole picture of redox signaling being reestablished. There's one other player which I consider to be a fairly minor player, although therapeutically there's a lot of people that are reporting that molecular hydrogen is an incredible therapeutic agent as well. And molecular hydrogen, so that's H2 gas, is also a redox signaling molecule. And it has implications for every body system, and it has implications for numerous gene expressions. And there are various ways of getting hydrogen gas into our bodies. Historically, this is something that happened when we ate fiber, and it would be fermented in our colons by the bacteria. We can't actually digest fiber, and we can't really use it as a nutrient, but the bacteria that live within us, those members of the microbiome, they can ferment that fiber, and a byproduct of that fermentation is hydrogen gas. And hydrogen gas has always been present in the human body due to this fermentation in our colons. That hydrogen gas has evolved to have very significant signaling roles within our body to signal health or distress. That completes the redox signaling base system. There are other signaling systems that we'll get to later in future podcasts, but that's the basic redox system. Now, I've been experimenting with this for about 5 months now. I'm in the fifth month of using Restore and ASEA primarily, and also using hydrogen gas most days, not every day. There are tablet supplements that you can add to water that release hydrogen gas into your water. There are electrolysis machines that release hydrogen gas into your water. These are the ways that we can do it, and I've been experimenting with them. And I was happily surprised by the profound effect that restoring this primary fundamental communication system had on my health almost instantaneously. Within a month, I was noticing incredible changes in my body. And one of the first things that happened was I gave up beer. Shortly after that, I gave up scotch. Shortly after that, I gave up sugar. Then I gave up grains. And finally, to the shock of myself and everyone who's ever known me, I gave up marijuana as well. This all happened in a very short period of time, and it happened effortlessly. And the main point that I'd like to make is that I didn't make any conscious decision at any point that, oh, I really need to give up having beer every day. Oh, I really need to stop drinking scotch. Or, oh, I really need to stop having sugar. And relying on willpower to achieve these goals. It didn't happen that way at all. As a matter of fact, in each of those instances, I noticed after the fact that, oh, I gave up beer. Oh, I haven't been drinking any scotch. Oh, I don't buy anything with sugar anymore. I don't want it. And even with marijuana, it took about 5 days where I was like, oh, I haven't smoked a joint in 5 days. Huh, how about that? That's what restoring the communication system with redox signaling did for me. It changed my behavior from the inside out absolutely effortlessly, so that I had to notice it afterwards. After the fact, did I consciously notice that, oh, my behavior has already changed. And a happy byproduct of this whole situation is that I also lost 25 pounds in the last 5 months. And I'm just about to my ideal weight. I'd say I've got about 3 or 4 pounds to go. And that's about it. Then I'm back to what I weighed in high school. So this has been an incredibly positive thing. And the one word that I want to share is the effortlessness of this. Once the body can communicate amongst all of its quadrillion parts, it will send the appropriate messages to get back to perfect health. That's what the body wants to do, always. It's always trying its best to get to perfect health, to homeostasis. And the essential first thing to do is to let the body communicate, let it work out the behavioral changes that need to occur. Because we all seem to be dying a death from a thousand cuts. We're making choices that cause damage. And if all we're doing is looking for the next thing that's going to be the next Band-Aid to put on the latest cut that we've inflicted, looking for this supplement or that supplement, this mineral, that mineral, to try and just stop the flow of the blood from the damage we're causing, we're never going to get ahead of the game. We have to stop causing the damage. So base one, if you're serious about changing your health, is you have to change your behavior. And I absolutely know how hard that can be. But if you use this redox signaling system, it is effortless, requires no willpower. Your body will just lead you to the behaviors that are healthful for you. And when we look at things like diet, for instance, this is one area that you can go on the internet and you will find endless information on people trying to present to you the perfect diet that you should follow. And there are many people who have tried dozens of these diets. Now, again, this is trying to figure things out from an intellectual standpoint. And even if you find the perfect diet for you today, that diet may not be perfect for you tomorrow. So you need to be able to recognize that internally of what's right for your body and have finally the sure ability to listen to your body, as all of the health gurus say, listen to your body. Well, your body has to be clear in its signals amongst itself and then back to your conscious mind. That, to me, is the way this revolution is going to proceed, as a grassroots, ground-up way of doing this. And finally, I'll just speak briefly on getting the products. I have no affiliation with Restore, but you can find the products developed by Dr. Bush at Restore4Life. That four is the numeral 4.com. I do have an affiliation with ASEA. It is a multi-level marketing company, and I am an associate, and I will provide the link below this podcast to my own personal website with ASEA. If you're interested in just looking for additional information about the redox signaling products that they offer, there is the oral consumption supplement. They also have a full line of skincare products, and in a few days they are releasing a nutritive product for the first time, so a nutrition supplement. And you can check that out. You can make purchases through my website. As far as molecular hydrogen, I would suggest checking out the molecularhydrogenfoundation.org. I believe it's just molecularhydrogenfoundation.org, they'll give you all the information about molecular hydrogen, and from there you can search out whatever products you might think are appropriate if you'd like to try molecular hydrogen as well. And I think that's about all I'd like to say in this first podcast. I apologize for my slow delivery, and this is the first time I've ever done this, so hopefully it'll get a little bit smoother and more coherent as we go along. I'm going to try and do this on a weekly basis. I do actually have a lot of topics that I'd like to discuss in the future. repair deficits, coping mechanisms within the body. Supplementation, there's a lot of controversial things to talk about. There's a lot of interesting doctors doing a lot of interesting research right now, so we'll talk about a lot of those in upcoming episodes. But anyways, I guess that's about it for now. This has been the first episode of my new podcast, Healing Fundamentals, because you can't properly heal the rest until you've healed the fundamentals.
Sleep tight, my little ones, I will love you forever. Sleep in the woods, my little ones, I will miss you always. See?